we had had a fire in our lawyer's office, and lots of these old papers and things burn up, and I sure did hate to destroy it. But you see this old Georgia seal on here that was made of pasteboard, and I was glad to be
and
able
they
to
would
keep
put
it.
These things on each one
on
of them?
All their documents, which was in which was dated 1776. Mm-hmm. You see,
yeah, this is really it.
Yeah, I'm real proud of that. The Georgia seal and the land grant deeds all had that on it, you know. And there are two sizes of land lots in Cherokee County. These lots in the 2nd, 3rd, 15th, and 21st districts contain 40 acre lots. All other contain 160 acre lots. The county seat is, of course, Canton, where I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised in Canton. It's in Cherokee County. It was formerly called Eddywald and received its cooperation charter in 1833. It was selected for the county seat because it was in the center of the county and was the most thickly settled. I got to get these false teeth to work. The town's first commissioners was William Grisham and my husband, our kin. I was talking about this Grisham Cemetery here where we have a plot, I believe, when I first started this.
Uh-huh.
Now, these are some of the Grishams. I'm sure I haven't traced all these names down, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I still have some of them. But now, he is related to a family, comes in the family clan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that they were descendants of the Hal Cobb, Philip Crowell, M.G. Candon, and James Burns were all the first commissioners. William Grisham was appointed the first postmaster. Judge Joseph Donaldson was among the first men here, you know. And I understand that this old house that Mr. Donaldson had is still standing today in Cherokee County. It's a was bought and was Miss Martha's home, and it's the structure still stands there. I understand this house was built in 1838, and Miss Martha lived in it after, I suppose, all of them passed away.
It's about 140 years old.
Yes, that's right. The William Grisham was instrumental in organizing a school incorporated by the legislature as Eddywald Academy. That is Reinhardt Academy now, up here at Waleski.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same school. And was given credit for founding the First Baptist Church of Canton in 1833. He died in 1876 at the age of 75. Mrs. Grisham was one of the first white women to live in Canton. Judge Joseph Donaldson, also a prominent earliest settler, started the first ferry across the Eddywald at Canton and built a bridge later at that point. In addition to his large farming interests, he was also engaged in building, milling, and commercial pursuit. He built the first Methodist church in Canton and contributed to it generously support. He donated the land for the first cemetery in Canton near the Methodist church, which since had other land has been added. There were many other prominent citizens in Canton during this period. In the early 80s, Canton got another store and a weekly newspaper, which was called the Cherokee Advance. Cherokee Advance.